Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre has a new artistic director. Susan Jaffe joined the PBT in July after a stint as Dean of Dance at North Carolina School of the Arts. Jaffe was also a star dancer and ballet mistress with American Ballet Theatre. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Jaffe about her relationship with PBT's outgoing artistic director, Terrence Orr.
I was a dancer at American Ballet Theatre, and he was a ballet master, and he coached me quite a bit, and also saw me through some very difficult times for me. He was like a mentor. Terry, to me, is like family, really. So I'm very excited to take the helm from him.
What is sort of your vision for Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre? What do you hope to accomplish as artistic director?
During the pandemic or otherwise?
Either and both.
Okay, well, let's just start with the pandemic, because that's the here and now, and that is my reality at this moment. So we are looking to do some outdoor performances. We have a stage already, a mobile stage, and right now we are working through the COVID-19 protocols for the crowd. And I can't say today where that performance will be, but it's going to be wonderful. Just the fact that we will be able to get some dancing in front of a crowd, live performance.
And yeah, this Heartwood Acres thing is coming up. It's not live performance, but PBT has this long tradition of doing an August show at Heartwood Acres, a free show for the community, and now it's going to be something a little bit different. Do you want to talk about that at all?
When we heard that we were not able to do a live show, KDKA News approached Harris Ferris, our executive director, and said, we'd love to film PBT on the grounds of Heartwood Acres. And so I'm thinking summer performance. This is on the beautiful lawns and forests and things of Heartwood Acres. And it just occurred to me, we should do A Midsummer Night's Dream. I took Mendelssohn's score of A Midsummer Night's Dream. And I literally saw the story right in the overture. The dancers went on Zoom and they choreographed on their groups of people. And then they went out on Heartwood Acres the day before the filming, and they chose all the scenes where the shots were going to be taken. I did get to see a little tiny snippet of the film. I'm pretty excited about it. That little clip was just beautiful.
Arts groups are among the cultural institutions in general that are being called to account today for improving their records on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Ballet in particular has long been criticized as being a very white space. What is PBT doing? What can PBT do to improve its record there?
Well, we've been very consistent since I've come on board. We've had monthly meetings and weekly meetings. Since everybody was on furlough this past month, this had sort of subsided, but we'll go back to that to talk about how to bring in more diversity, equity, and inclusion. I already started this work when I was the dean, because the students are, you know, very vocal, and this started, I don't know, 4 years ago. Because I used to think, okay, what's the best piece of choreography that I can bring? Now I'm thinking, what's the best choreography I can bring, and where is the diverse choreography that I can bring? And so every year I'm going to make sure that there is a wide array of diversity within the programming. And then on top of that, you know, we're looking into hiring and, you know, all those things. So we're really serious about it and really want to make huge strides as quickly as possible. And as we know, everything is organic and things do take time. You can't overnight change. But we are, with all of that in mind, moving forward and moving forward joyfully to create a more diverse organization.
That was new Pittsburgh Ballet Artistic Director Susan Jaffe talking with WESA's Bill O'Driscoll. The PBT's performance at Heartwood Acres airs 7 p.m. Sunday on Pittsburgh's CW network.